Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Good afternoon.
Around today, most of you are here, that's not enough. So, we continue with the Dharma Sutra. So, we are at this page here. Yeah, so my teacher, he quotes the Da Bo Jing. So this is actually the Maha Prajna Sutra. Yeah. So Da Bo Jing is actually the larger text that is in the that's talking about the same thing. Yeah. So the content is in a way, somewhat similar, yeah, as Jingdang Jing. But Jingdang Jing is a bit more condensed. Yeah. And then Xing Jing is even more summarized. Yeah. So Da Bo Jing, the Maha Prajna Paramita Sutra. So what about it? Da Bo Jing says, "De yi qie zong zhi, ning zhi wei Fo." Yeah. So, previously, there was this part of the text, so about how this person saw someone who looked like a Buddha. Yeah. And then, linked to the question, Nei sen xiang de jian如来佛，得见如来故，故也是真，佛所说身相即非身相。 Yeah, it come up together. So, then my teacher commented that does the Buddha say that you can determine that this is a Buddha or that is a Buddha based on the features, the looks? No. But based on whether the person has wisdom. Yeah. And not just mild wisdom, complete wisdom. 一切种子, yeah, all kinds of wisdom. Perfect enlightenment. So, 若成就了一切种子，他就是佛。 So it's based on this. 即使现出乞丐相，乞丐的身相，但是他有一切种子，这个人就是佛。So even if the Buddha were to manifest and appear like a beggar, yeah, that means not having the full regal, the dignified look, yeah, even appearing like a beggar. But as long as this person has the complete wisdom, then this person is considered a Buddha. Yeah, because if you consider the term Buddha, it's referring to someone who is awakened. Yeah. Awakened is not how you look like. Wow, this one. But in real life, sometimes you look quite awakened. Huh? But just looks like. Yeah. In reality, for a person to be considered a Buddha, must be truly awakened. So, 佛有时候，佛有时现出一个老比丘像，或者现出一般人的像，或现一个没有32相、80种好的比丘像，但他也一切种子，也还是名字为佛。所以不可以身相得见如来。So the Buddha sometimes may appear in different forms. In fact, this morning at the SEYM, Qingyin Fa Tuan, so I was just sharing with them about this. That whether Buddha or Bodhisattvas, they appear in various forms. Yeah, not always appearing as Buddha. Yeah, depending on the needs of individuals. So here, sometimes maybe the Buddha appear as an elderly monk. Sometimes as ordinary folks. And sometimes appear as a monk, but without the dignified features. Without the 32 marks of a great man, the 80 minor features, no. Yeah. But because he possesses the complete wisdom, so it's known as Buddha. So, hence, it is that We cannot so-called determine, so-called see the Buddha based on the exterior features, but not in that way. 如来所说身相即非身相. When the Buddha talked about the bodily features, essentially not truly bodily feature. Yeah. It's just superficial. Yeah. It's just a mean. Yeah. It's just a mean. It's not that the feature and Buddha is packed together. No, not like that. When there are conditions, then these features arise. So it's not inherent. Not inherent in the Buddha. 佛说的身相就是无相. Here is another higher level. So the ultimate feature is what? Signless. Featureless. That's the real feature. 在无相里面没有三十二相可得. We look at individuals, there's different features. Yeah? But beyond this feature, there's another feature, such as the ultimate reality. Impermanence, no self, emptiness. Yeah. Within this at this level, no man, woman to talk about. Why? No inherent man to talk about. No inherent man, woman to talk about. No permanent man or woman to talk about. Temporal, yes. Yeah. Temporal man and woman features, yes, there is. But permanent, no. Temporarily, like this, like that, yes. So no substantial inherent this or that you can grasp onto. So, including the 32 features, 32 marks of a great man. 观察它是因缘有就是自性空. This is something that if you have attended the Heart Sutra, this becomes so familiar. To observe that the 32 marks are dependent on conditions. 因缘有. What kind of conditions? The cultivation in the past. With those cultivations, then results in these features. And the features, even after you have obtained these features, is not inherent in you. Not inherent. But due to those conditions. But within those conditions, you cannot find the features at all. And so we say that its nature is empty. Empty of any inherentness. Like if you ask yourself, now you look a certain way, are you inherently like that? If you are inherently with these looks, when you are born, you have this look. How many of you were born like that? I mean, not that you're like that, it's good or bad. But when you are born, your face is this big already. Yeah. Look like that already. No. When we are baby, another look. Then when we are 1 year old, another look. 3 years old, another look. 5 years old, another look. 10 years old, another look. 50 years old, another look. 10 years old, jump to 50 years old. Can you imagine when you see a baby, when the baby is born, look like 50 years old? There's this movie, The Strange, is it The Strange Case of Mr. Something Button? Yeah. You never watch movie one. No, that's a fantasy. Doesn't matter. So, 观察它是因缘有，就是自性空. Yeah. 自性空里没有三十二相八十种好可得. So within the principle of emptiness, because it's empty, so you cannot have anything inherent that you can find. So you cannot find the 32 features inherently. You cannot find these characteristics, these features at all. Nor the 80 minor features. Temporarily, when there are conditions, it does appear. But you cannot find substantially anywhere. Unchanging, cannot. Such a thing cannot find. So, 所以不应该执着身相是佛. No. But unfortunately for us, when we think about Buddha, automatically come up with the image of the Buddha that way, like this, like that. We are attached to that as the Buddha. But now the Buddha is telling us, no. That is not the Buddha. That is just conditional. This is very interesting. It's not that the Buddha was born ugly, then, no, this was not my body. The Buddha's, you know, appearance, very dignified. Yeah. So, and yet he said, no, don't be attached to this. In a way, we can say that, hey, that makes it even more convincing, you know. If he's born ugly, then, like this, like that, then he said, no, this is not my body, because you're not handsome, ma. Conventionally, we can say that the Buddha was a very charismatic, very handsome looking, you know. Yeah. But when he said that, don't be attached to this, it makes it better. How I wish I had such features, though. What do you have? You say that this is actually another line. So, my teacher had a lot of stories. 我再说一件事情, so my teacher wants to say another thing. Yeah. 六祖坛经, yeah, so I mentioned before about this, the platform sutra of the sixth patriarch. So inside this teaching, mentioned about somebody. 提到南怀南什么? 南语怀让禅师, wow, that is Zen master. 怀让禅师年纪很轻，十五岁，这个禅师十五岁就拜天台宗的一位法师出家. So that is Zen master. At the age of 15, he was ordained. He took discipleship under one of the venerable, in the Tendai lineage, in the Tendai lineage. And 以后受了戒，也学过戒, So after that, he took up the precepts, and then he also learned the precepts. Then what happened? 后来他离开了剃度师，到一位这个算是什么？一个山又高，高山，安国师那里学习，结了，师父在那里，无论马上给我，but the important thing is the content inside. So this 高山禅师介绍他到六祖慧能禅师那里学来学. Yeah, so this young monk, after leaving the ordination teacher, went to another place to learn. And that venerable asked him to go to look for the sixth patriarch, 六祖慧能. So what happened? 到了后, 六祖大师问他, 你从什么地方来? Venerable Huimen asked this young man. Maybe lower it a bit. I feel that it's a bit on the high side. A bit of warm. Okay, maybe better. Very good. So he asked him, where do you come from? Wow, very same question, you know. 他说，我从高山来. Assume it's 高了, huh?
松山也是，松山是少林寺的那个寺。哦，松山，还好有一个读书的。
师父没有读书，但是弟子有读书也好。松山来，我从松山来。 我不是从阿里山来，我从山中来。这个，我从嵩山来。慧能禅师又问：“什么物？” 什么来的意思啊？是什么东西？什么样从那边来呢？啊，他不能回答。 So imagine now, Sifu ask. Zubing. 你从哪里来？ there's a lot of Zen story about this question. 你从哪里来？ 你从哪里来？ Actually, there's different level. Yeah, but oftentimes, if you come to my class and Sifu asks you a question, you are expected to answer in a normal way. Don't have to think too much. 你从哪里来？ 我从家里来，我是说simple, don't have to think too much. Yeah. But if you go to some Zen center, they ask you, 你从哪里来？ Oh, then you must say, 无始时来。
哇。
Then, 哪里去？ 然后你就顶你，然后就走。哇，这个肠胃，慢慢慢慢啊。用凡夫的想法啊，so does this encounter? So, 用凡夫想法按事实说啊，so this part is interesting 啊. So my teacher say, according to normal, ordinary, unenlightened folks, then by right with this kind of question, then this is the way to answer. 就是有一个身体，或者坐船，或者从这个徒步，或者是坐车，从甲地到乙地，也就是从 A to B 啊，from one place to another place， 从那个地方到这个地方，so you see， 师父 always ask normal question， expect you to give normal answer， this is the normal one， the difficult part is。 By using your normal answer to let you see the supra-normal truth. That's a tricky part. Yeah. Don't need you to give me the complicated answer. But here, that's it. So, my teacher is saying, normal people will just give the answer. I take the train, I take the bus, I take the whatever, come over here. But this chance, 他不能回答。 Why? If I say this, not so respectful. 想太多了，所以不能回答。不会。 Let's see what the answer is. 他经过8年的禅修以后， then what happened? 和六祖大师说，现在可以回答这句话。哇，表妹！ Eight years later, I ask you, 左边， can you answer? Answer what? Lori, what's the answer? Not to mention 8 years. After 3 days, you all don't even remember what you say. this is how serious people take their teacher's words. Yeah. One question, they can contemplate on it for 8 years. Not after 1 week, can you give me more? No. Not every week coming to ask. But is that... No. This is the right attitude. Just nice. The Dharma text always has an answer for us. Yeah. 他经过八年, okay. 现在可以回答。 So, 六祖大师又问, 什么物? 然后什么?凭什么来? 怀让禅师回答, 说是一物即不中, 若是个物就不对了，这样的意思。哇， very cheap. Even answer is even answer is like no answer. Yeah. But actually, sometimes when we see this kind of answer, easy to parrot. Parrot meaning that if you read enough of this kind of series, it's like you read Xiao Ding Dang a lot, right? Then you can also talk like Xiao Ting Tang, you know. You watch a lot of Star Wars movies, then you can talk like Yoda. Yeah. Come, you shall not. Go, you shall. Then you sound like Yoda. But actually, you may not feel the same way also. So if you read enough Chan Shi Yu Lu, then you can talk like very Zen, you know. But actually, you don't have that level to understand. So in my lineage, my teacher whenever he asks you a question, it's a direct question. He don't ask you, he don't give you a like this, like that. No. 看那段文只是简单的说经过八年的禅修而后就开悟了。怎么禅修的没有说，我想应该是读金刚经开悟的。 This is my teacher's thinking. But he has some basis. He said, 因为六祖听五祖讲金刚经，所以他也学习金刚经，这是合道理的。 So you think about it, 五祖教初祖六祖金刚经。 So from 初祖 all the way down to 六祖, they all learn Dharma. They don't say, 这个经论文字第一地是黎明烟相，我们不用学。No. But later Zen become like that. Later Zen, don't talk about the teachings. Yeah. But I recently heard from some students who go to Guan Yin Chan Yin, and then they read about the Song San Da Shi, you know, the teachings. So they say, actually the lineage, they also don't learn teachings. Yeah, it's the little one, throw away all the teachings. Yeah. Really? Yeah. You can throw away all these teachings? It's like, before you cross the river, you throw away the boat. Then you're going to cross. You cannot cross. So, 可以身相见如来不也世尊，不可以身相得见如来，可以不。 如来所说身相，即非身相，就是这个道理。从这个道理，从这里开悟。 Yeah, so if you look at the earlier page, right? 说是一物，即不中。 Yeah, 就若说是个物，就不对了。Yeah, because the moment you say it, it means you have grasping. And if you have grasping, then it's attachment. It's not in line with reality. Yeah. But yet, you need to use words to learn the teachings. Yeah. You cannot say, since the moment you say anything, then it's wrong, then Dharma don't tell me. Then how you learn? You cannot learn. Yeah. 有一天我到日本, 有寺庙里的人给我一本这个灵济禅师的传，哇，你说灵济宗 Reason. So it's actually from China. 回来后认真的读了一遍，这里面有什么奇怪的事情呢？灵济禅师是学过教的。 So sorry, I keep reading. I forgot to translate to you. Actually, you don't need me to translate. Who need? Yeah, some of you still need that. So there was once my teacher went to Japan, and then in the monastery, someone passed him this book, this biography about this Lingji master, Zen master. Lingji Zong is a very major branch of Chinese Chanzong in China. Yeah, so this actually spread to Japan, spread to Korea, spread to Southeast Asia, including Vietnam. So Vietnamese, I think majority of the branches are actually from Lingji Zong. Yeah. So 后来, 回来后认真的读了一遍. So after coming back from Japan, so my teacher said that he earnestly read it once. Yeah. And inside, there's some. So he posed this question. Yeah. What is peculiar inside this book? Yeah. So 灵济禅师是学过经教的，是学过教的。So meaning that this Lingzi Master, Lingzi Chan Master, he has learned teachings before. Yeah. So who did he learn under? 是在大法师座下学过经论. Yeah. So he learned it under various masters. Yeah. Learning the sutras and commentaries. 然后才到禅师那里学禅. After learning the Dhamma, then he learned Zen. Then he learned about meditation. 在日本出版的《灵寂禅师传》, 说, so inside this book, this biography about Lingzi Master, and it says, 他所学过教, 但是在汉文的禅师语录, so 禅师语录, that's what I mentioned quite a few times, is the writings of the Zen masters, the biographies of the Zen masters, talking about all this Zen master, that Zen masters. So this is very interesting. 但是在汉文的禅师语录, that means in China, there's also biographies written. But in the Chinese version, it says what? 这个禅师语录上没说学过教这句话. Meaning that the two accounts, this Zen master is actually from China, right? Lingzi. So, but in Japan, the biography states that he has learned under various masters before learning meditation. But in the Chinese biography of this master, it never mentioned about him having learned Dhamma. 只说他到禅师那里学, 请问三次佛法大义, 被横批禅师打三次, 啪啪啪, 来, so it only says that in the Chinese version, it says that he went to the Zen master to learn, ask three questions, and kena whack three times by this Venerable Hengpi. So 然后到高安禅大玉禅师 大玉禅师，那位禅师就这么碰一下就开悟了。哦，这地方令人感觉到很神奇、很奇妙。来，所以要被打三次，然后再碰撞几次。若从日本出版的《灵寂禅师传》上说。 他是学过经论，然后再学禅而开悟的. Yeah. So my teacher actually highlights this quite a lot. Yeah. You have to learn meditation, you cannot neglect learning the Dhamma. And why does he emphasize on this? It's because the later Zen tradition have a tendency. All this is a waste of time. Just go straight into the truth. But it's not possible. So, 学过经论，然后学禅，比较容易开悟. Yeah. It's easier to become awakened. If you learn the teachings, then you learn meditation. Yeah. So, 也比较顺理成章, and it seems to be more proper according to the sequence. Yeah. 这样说呢, I suspect this to be 怎样说呢? Yeah. So, 功劳是在学教, so the so how is this to be understood, or how is this to be said? The credit, 功劳, the credit is actually towards the learning of the teachings, 学教, 现在略省略了这段, 就似乎六祖大师没有 读书就能开悟. So it's highlight, my teacher is highlighting that in the Chinese tradition seem to have skipped this part. Which part? The part about how Zen masters learn teachings. Then what happened? 就似乎六祖大师没有读书就能开悟. So it's as though this six six patriarch. And so he never learned anything, then somehow he's awakened. Of course, in real life, if you always see this kid never study, and then he score A1, wow, quite amazing. Mommy, my friend never study, and class always chit-chat, also get A1. Yeah, no, you never see only, ma. I hope he study, ma. Yeah. So, my teacher is trying to highlight, you need to learn the teachings. So what happened? 其实我口渴，其实我喉咙有点沙。So in the platform sutra of the six patriarch, we can learn something that he actually learned from the fifth patriarch, Hong Ren Chan Shi, the Diamond Sutra. So, in future, when you attain enlightenment, you can tell people, last time I learned Diamond Sutra from who? Actually, if you ever attain enlightenment, or even if the Dharma benefit you, you must always remember. You may, some students tell me, oh, Shifu, it's because of you. You explain the way you explain, I can understand. Yeah, thank you very much. But I'm just part of the whole sequence of teachers that you have learned under. Ignoring past life, because we cannot see past life. Just in this life, it's a whole lineage of sequence of teachers that we have come into contact. Maybe this time around, when you feel like you understand something, or it seems like, you know, this teaching, the way it's explained, help you to clarify your doubt, or help you to overcome your defilements, your difficulty. But you must know that I'm just the last person with the baton. There are many other teachers that you've heard before. And maybe you say, no lah, Shifu, last time I hear, oh, they hear away that. The teacher don't know how to explain. No, it's not that the teacher don't know how to explain. Okay, some really don't know how to explain. But even the ones who don't know how to explain, still talk, wow. Corona, still talking, man. Yeah, and whatever you can remember, you remember, then it's an imprint. And because of the imprint, now when I explain, easier for you to understand. Including your English teacher, you know. Yeah, if you don't have English teacher, Shifu, when Shifu explain, you cannot understand also. Yeah, so it's a whole sequence. So, 听闻佛说的经而开悟, yeah, 这也何道理? So my teacher says, listening to the Buddha's teaching, yeah, and then become awakened. This is justified. This makes sense. This is logical. So, 但是后来禅宗的这个笔者，多数把学教这事完全省略。 So the later Zen tradition, those who are doing the writings, yeah, the scholars who do, or the those who actually write, yeah, usually, 多数, not all, usually omit, yeah, or skip this part about the masters having learned teachings. 不需要学教就能开悟, 这是不可思议。 Oh, this is incredible. Yeah. If you listen to enough of my teacher's classes, you'll find that this is a theme that keeps on coming. Yeah. Because in the traditional Chinese Chanzong, there's so much emphasis, don't bother with the teachings. So, 不可以身相得见如来, 如来所说身相即非身相。 观察身体是因缘有的, 因缘所有, yeah. So, to the verse that we have gone through, basically, you can observe, yeah, 去观察, 观察什么? Observe that this body is due to conditions. Yeah. Past life conditions plus this life condition. What is a this life condition? The food you eat, lor. The material food, the drinks you take up. Yeah. You got to ask yourself, in the drink, what is this? Apple juice, water, and so on and so forth. Yeah, the soon kueh lah, whatever. In all this, do you find a nose inside? Is there a nose inside? But yet you eat, then sustain the nose. Is there a head inside? No head. But you eat, then you digest, then sustain the head. Sustain your skin, sustain your flesh, sustain the fat, sustain your whole body. Yeah. So this body is not just past life condition. Past life plus present life conditions. Together, then maintain. Yeah. You lack one, no more body. Yeah. So, 是自性空的, yeah. Within these conditions, you don't find the body. Yeah. If you open the plastic bag, then you see a hand inside. Oh, scary, right? 就没了。假就。 看到了。 So, 自性空离, 色不可得, yeah. So, within emptiness, yeah, when you abide in the principle of emptiness, at the level of emptiness, then no form to be obtained. In other words, no tangible form, no inherent form, no permanent form. In fact, that's the case. Right? Is there anything permanent about form that you can grasp onto? You know, temporally, yes. Dependent on conditions, yes. Apart from conditions, no form to talk about. So, 想行识不可得, yeah. Feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness, likewise, cannot be obtained. Yeah. Nothing inherent that you can obtain. 言不可得，鼻舌身意不可得. In other words, 无蕴舌处, and then plus 十八节. Yeah. 色不可得, 身香味触法不可得. 眼视不可得, 耳视不可得. 鼻舌身意识不可得. Yeah. So, 无蕴舌处十八节, 一切法不可得. So actually, if y'all can recall, in the Heart Sutra, I talk about this. That's why 260 characters have to talk, have to explain for 10 weeks. And even that is quite rushed. Yeah. Because actually, there's a lot of levels inside. Yeah. So, in terms of the five aggregates, form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. In terms of the 12 bases, yeah, the eyes, nose, tongue, body, and mind, the form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and mental objects. And then these 12 plus what? Plus 6 consciousness. Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, and mind consciousness. Yeah. So all these depend on conditions, but not inherently found anywhere. Such features and characteristics cannot be found anywhere. Not inherently anywhere. Depending on conditions, they arise. Apart from conditions, nothing. 这样子什么物? 凭什么来? Yeah. So, 这个怎么样回答? So how do you answer that question? Yeah. What object? Yeah. How does it come? How do you answer that question? 说是一物即不中，自性空里面， yeah, 无色受想行识，身相不可得。 So within the principle of emptiness, within emptiness itself, yeah, the five aggregates, yeah, 色受想行识 is the five aggregates. In other words, our very existence. In fact, it includes all phenomena. Yeah, nothing inherent can be found. Nothing permanent can be found. Yeah. All dependent arising. And so, 所以说是一物就不对了. Yeah. So, the moment you say it's this or that, then it's wrong. Because the moment you say our grasping is there's something tangible. Yeah. Now you say, not that you cannot see anything, yeah, but the moment you say it means that you are. Our tendency is this is something tangible. As a tangible this, tangible that. So in fact, that's why you cannot see anything. 这个意义就像了. So my teacher is dissecting this this exchange using the teaching on emptiness. Yeah. So, 但这话不能只用讲的, 而要静坐思维. So this teaching is not simply just to be talked about. Yeah, you cannot simply just talk, then okay already. Yeah. But what must you do? 而要静坐思维, you must meditate, and then you do reflection. And you need to do this. 先修三摩他, yeah, samatha. So this term, very interesting. Usually in the Chinese Dharma talk, we seldom hear many teachers talk about samatha. But my teacher, in all the talks, he always keep highlighting. Samatha equals anatta. Yeah. So, but it's not that he learned from Theravada Buddhism. But in the Chinese Mahayana Sutras commentaries, you see these terms. Samatha equals anatta. So, 先修samatha, first you learn, first you cultivate samatha. That means you practice different methods to quieten the mind. Yeah. 或者用数息修止后, yeah, or you use the counting of breath, yeah, to quieten your mind. Then, after that what happened? 再观眼耳鼻舌身意, 观察色受想行识, 都是 缘起有自性空. Yeah. So initially, you use counting on breath. Maybe you can use counting on breath or other methods. Then you quieten your mind. Then later, you go and observe. Yeah. Go and contemplate, go and observe what? Eyes, nose, tongue, body, and the mind. Yeah. Observe that these are all dependent on conditions and empty in nature. Go and observe form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. These are also dependent on conditions and empty nature. In this way. This is actually what we have been taught. And in many classes, retreats, I also share this. Yeah. But sometimes students feel that I never teach Vipassana. Yeah, then sometimes some students may even feel that, like, never learn anything. Actually, if you have learned enough Dharma, then you can recognize the Dharma. Otherwise, sometimes, when, especially like sometimes during SVC, then the starting part usually the same. Then, but sometimes, not all the time, sometimes I will throw in contemplation technique. But by then, maybe some of you deep samadhi. Observe the thoughts. Yes. Yes. So what? So how? 这个身体过去也是自性空，未来也是自性空，现在是自性空。 So this body, in the past, is empty in nature. In future, it's empty in nature. Likewise, presently, it's also empty in nature. Yu ru shi kong, just like the empty space. So this, just like empty space, actually there are many things to talk about. Can be a 10-minute course on just these four characters. Just this alone. Yu ru shi kong, yeah? Just like the empty space. You can have a tiny cross. Yeah. The gist of it, I'll give you the 5-minute version. The gist of it is, the Zen master, or from the teachings, emptiness is described like the empty space. Yeah. How so? The empty space doesn't obstruct anything from existing. So imagine this empty space here. Now it's empty. Because it's empty, you can put a pen there. Yeah? But once you put a pen there, you cannot put other things in that same place. So you must take it out. But once you take it out, then it's empty again. And when it's empty, then you can put a pen there. You can take it out. Then you can put a phone here. You can put anything inside empty space. It is using this feature of empty space to describe emptiness. Because all these things are empty in nature. Given the right condition, this can become something else. This part is plastic. Plastic is not inherently table. That's why it can become a table. And it can become parts of the phone. And it can become part of the computer. It can become part of the spectacle screen. It can even become the lens. Because it's empty in nature. So it can be anything, given the right conditions. Yeah. So the Yu Wei Shu Kong is borrowing this part. You cannot go beyond that. Going beyond that is going beyond the analogy. And then all hell breaks loose. The trouble is sometimes when we hear some of this teaching, if it's not clearly delimited, yeah, that means the scope is not well defined, then sometimes you can walk away from a talk thinking that, oh, like nothing there. So emptiness means nothing there. Then you can end up with the wrong idea. So, Fa Hua Jing Xiang Yun. So this it means it says so something like says. So Fa Hua Jing Lotus Sutra. So Fa Hua Jing say, 观诸法性, 无有二相, 犹如虚空. Yeah. So to observe the nature of of all phenomena, that what about? That it doesn't have the duality feature. Yeah. 无有二相, no duality. 犹如虚空, just like the empty space. 佛是善说比喻不喻者, 用虚空比喻自性空. So this is from the sutra itself. But the later, when you explain it, if it's incomplete, sometimes people can walk away with the wrong idea. So this is from Fa Hua Jing. I've heard before some other teachers, when they talk about this, then they say, Yu Shi Kong. And many times, the teacher or the master, they're very respectful of the lineage. So they repeat word for word what the earlier master said. The trouble is, when you do that, sometimes you may not you may not fully explain the intended meaning also. So, we cannot control how the teacher teaches, but we can manage how we listen. So keep a lookout. So, my teacher is, how do I put it? He always explains things very clearly. So we should contemplate on this meaning. 先取虚空相. So, first, you capture the image, yeah, or the concept of empty space, yeah, 虚空, empty space. So, 最好不在城市里, best not in the city, 而在一个有高山的极境处, but don't do it in the city, but try to visualize like you're in a high mountain, yeah, quiet place. 由高山周围显示出虚空, so a lot of empty space. But Singaporeans don't need that. Because we are used to all the buildings. So I think like this is good enough, empty space. That's not simple, just like that also empty space. So, 先观察虚空相. So first, observe the features of the empty space. 然后观察身不可得, 眼耳鼻舌身意不可得, 犹如虚空. Then go and observe that this body and the six senses, yeah, is just like the empty space, not to be obtained. 这样观察是一个误入的方便. So this is a method for us to enter into the Dharma. 教我们明白 的一个旅程与经过，这样思维慢慢慢慢的就可上到了。我要去 display 就是快不了，然后肯定要留观察虚空相，然后观察这个身体，阿弥陀佛。In other places, he go into more detail. Yeah, and it's about this empty space, the feature of the empty space. But here he just say feature of the empty space. He never explain what is this feature. Yeah. What I explained earlier, that's the feature. Empty space, yeah, is not obstructing. Yeah. It doesn't obstruct things to exist. Yeah. 空跟有. When we say 空跟有, empty, emptiness and existence seems to be in opposition. Yeah. But the teaching is saying emptiness and existence is not in opposition. Yeah. 空不障碍有, 不障碍. Yeah. In fact, it's because of 空才可以有有. Because it is, so using the physical empty space as an analogy.It's because there's nothing here, then you can have something here. It doesn't obstruct. Yeah. So, it's capturing this feature to say that emptiness is you wu wu shi kong, just like empty space. Oh, just like empty space. Another angle is, in the empty space, is there I? No I. Is there ears? No ears.That is directly, but that doesn't give you the flavor of emptiness. Yeah. It has more of the flavor of 毕竟空, less than 自性空. So another angle to talk about the really nothing is, if you consider eyes, nose, tongue, body and mind, now when there's condition, there's battery. No more condition, no more battery. No more battery, no more flash. Bye bye. So, ultimately, no battery. Now there's condition, there is I. Before there's condition, is there the I? If there's no condition, also got one I come out, oh, scary. Huh? Correct? Huh? It's because of conditions, then, boop, one person come out. Right? If there's no condition, then from the sky, boop, one person come out. That's strange, huh?You consider? How old are you? 31 years old? 30 years old? 38? 36. 36, oh, 36 already. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. From 30 years old until now, 36 years old. Okay. So 36 years old. So 37 years ago, plus. Before that, 36 years ago, do you exist?In Singapore?
No.
Not as a person.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe around that time, maybe, is it very personal?
Hmm?
Is it very personal? No. Okay. So at that point in time, before you exist, before your poop come out, you are in your mother's womb. Yeah. Prior to that, physically, we're talking about just the physical person. Prior to that, before conception, is there this physical body? No.So this is what we mean by before there are conditions, there's no eyes, nose, tongue and the body. Okay? Then there's condition. But just with conception doesn't mean to immediately have the whole body. Conception, then plus nutrient from the mother's womb, the mother's body, then slowly develop, then have a small, tiny fetus. Then after that,develop, then we have a small little, is it at what point do we call it baby? Is it when it come out or inside the only come out, then you call baby. So when it's third trimester in the tummy, what is it called? Still fetus. Oh, okay. So at that point in time, still fetus. Then one day, pop, or come out, then you have a baby.So, a lot of conditions. Yeah? Then after that, the mommy, daddy, headache, what name to call? Okay, lah. Ay, joking, okay. Then, give it a name. Then now suddenly there's a dropping. After being given birth, there's still no dropping. Then given a name, then we say that there's dropping. So with conditions, then there's dropping and the body, and then before that, no dropping, no body. Yeah? Sometime in the future, don't know when. Sometime in the future. Sometime. No more conditions. No more dropping. You know when? When no more conditions? Tonight. Tonight, here no more conditions. No more dropping here. Correct? Are you here tonight? No ma. Not die la. You're doing more things. Yeah. Yeah. Tonight, there's no more conditions here for dropping. So no dropping here. Then it's just empty space here. In fact, later on, when he stand up, pay respect to Buddha, then go off, walk halfway, already no choking here. Then there's condition, then choking appear there. So in this way, ultimately, the choking here will disappear. We tend to think about disappear as die already. Don't have to wait until the person dies for you to understand that this is transient. Moment by moment, our body changes. Yeah. It's just that death is a bigger change, it's a big enough change, significant enough change, then we think, oh, no more. In fact, moment by moment, we know more already. Isn't it? Baby dropping, where is the baby dropping? What do you do to the baby dropping? Huh? Consider all the baby you. Oh, no more, no? Yeah. All died already, in a way died, no? Yeah. If that baby, you didn't die, you cannot exist. And in time, this you will die, then there will be tomorrow a version that is conditioned by today's you. Yeah. Not exactly you also, but not totally different from you also. Yeah. If you can understand this, you can understand no self, you can understand, if you extend it, emptiness, and then you can understand past life, present life, and future life. A lot of people jump straight. Sifu, how to understand future life? Like this or that. No, don't jump so far. Just understand how from moment to moment, from yesterday to today to tomorrow. If you can understand this, then future life is not difficult to understand. So, this is another angle to understand this. Yu Ru Shi Kong. Yu Ru Shi Kong. So, oh, am I repeating? Or is my teacher repeating? 这样思维后，再看六祖坛经. Yeah, so after contemplating in this way, then you reread the Platform Sutra of the Sixth Patra. 什么物？凭物而来. Yeah. So then you go and reflect on this verse. Yeah. So, what object? How does it come? Yeah. 说是一物，即不中. Yeah. The moment you say, give an answer, this or that, yeah, then that's wrong. Yeah. Then, after doing the reflection and you revisit this, 意义就好了. Then the meaning, connect. Yeah. It is in mind. Yeah. 若与佛说的经论相合, 那我们可以同意是开悟的. If it is in line with the teachings of the Buddha, yeah, whether it's sutra or commentary, then what happened? 那我们可以同意是开悟. Then we can agree that there's awakening.
如果自己说自己开悟, 但与经论不合, 那就是邪知邪见.
Yeah, but instead, if you yourself say that you are awakened, but it's not in line with the teachings, then that is evil understanding or evil knowing and evil view. Yeah. 邪知邪见. 这是这样的. Yeah. So this is how it is. Yeah.
自己说自己开悟,
那靠不住. If you yourself say that you are enlightened, that is not reliable. 除非有阿罗汉以上的圣人印证，那也可以。Unless there's someone who is arahant and higher to affirm, that is still okay. Yeah, 如果没有，而你也是个生死凡夫，你说他开悟了，不可以这样子的。Yeah, if you are still an unenlightened being, yeah, coursing through samsara, yeah, and you don't have an arahant, but you say, oh, he's enlightened, 不可以这样子的。You cannot do this. So, oftentimes, these days lesser. But last time, there were many students, wow, they go to Dharamsala, they go to India, they go to this place, and they say they saw this Rinpoche, this Lama, High Monk, so on. And so, we saw an Arahant. There was once a student who came, I saw an Arahant. And sometimes, I ask them, how do you know he's an Arahant? Oh, because they say he's an Arahant. Huh? They say. people like to look for Arahant. Don't like to look for teachings. So, 在圣摩他里 ，Oh, sorry, 5 o'clock already. Okay, we have to stop here. Because we start at 4, we end at 5. Yeah. Okay, and it's 2% power. Yeah, so, having learned all this,frequently, when we have nothing to do, do this reflection. As we do this reflection one time, two times, three times, over a period of time, then what happens? When something happens, your natural response is to observe its emptiness. Yeah. You observe the emptiness. If we are not familiar, then cannot be right. Yeah. But if we are not familiar,then you only want to use it when something happens a bit difficult, a bit challenging. So we need to do this practice, do this reflection before something happens. Before what happens? Before good things and bad things happen. Cannot wait for good things and bad things. Not just bad things. Good things happening, we must not wait until good things happen. When good things happen, who wants to contemplate that it's empty?Nobody wants to contemplate empty one. Sifu, you never did video, never buy video. I did video, where got empty? Now I can go to Japan for holiday, or I can go to Korea, I can go to Paris, you know. Real money, not empty money. By then, hard to. Hard, difficult. Yeah. Or one day, suddenly something bad happened.Then by then, you want to contemplate. Oh, it's empty. Cannot. As you say, Guan Yin Fa Kong for tears. Yeah. You Guan halfway, my Guan Yin, my Guan Yin. Bo Guan Yin. Cannot. So, do this reflection. 愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿得智慧真明了。
愿得智慧真明了。
不厌罪障悉消除，
不厌罪障悉消除。
世世常行菩萨道，
世世常行